It's Yam Time, also known as Thanksgiving Week, when family cooks start dusting off their favorite candied yam recipes. Meanwhile, California sweet potato growers are cooking up a way to rebrand this holiday tradition. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
A busy dinner shift is starting at the Porch Restaurant in Midtown Sacramento, and one of the most popular dishes on the menu is candied yams. Back in the kitchen, sous chef Matt Sunzust reaches into a box clearly labeled Jumbo Garnet Yams.
Oh, these are big yams.
It's prep time for the key ingredient. After peeling and dicing them into 1-inch cubes,
take these and put a little clarified butter on them and some spices and sugar and roast them off in the oven until they're nice and tender, about 40 minutes.
When served to diners, they're finished with brown sugar, pecans, and marshmallows as candied yams. Sunzust says it's called this on the menu because
they come in a box that says yams, so we go with yams.
But the truth is, they're not yams. And it's this exact mismarketing that California's sweet potato growers are trying to quash. That industry is concentrated in Merced County, where nearly all of the sweet potatoes commercially grown west of the Mississippi are farmed. During the fall harvest, conveyor belts are humming, and in this case, thousands of red-skinned, orange-flesh sweet potatoes tumble past workers who pack them into boxes labeled yams.
It actually says quality yams / sweet potatoes.
That's Darren Barfield, and he wants that to change. He's Quail H Farm's chief operating officer and a member of the California Sweet Potato Growers Cooperative. To him, these boxes mark the end of an era as many California growers switch to sweet potato-only branding, dropping the word yams.
We're trying to eliminate it from everything that we do. We've taken it off of our vehicles, we've taken it off of our door signs, and we're working on taking it off of our boxes as well.
Yams were my favorite food growing up until I discovered that it was not the yam that I loved. It was the sweet potato.
This confusion over what you're actually buying at the store has bothered UC Davis librarian J.J. Harpster for many years. As a researcher, this revelation inspired her to learn as much as she could, even authoring a piece for the Library of Congress on the issue.
In my hunt for the sweet potato history, I noticed that early on, we called it the potato.
That happened when sweet potatoes were first brought from the Americas to Europe by Columbus. Eventually, the word sweet was added to the term, and then centuries later, in the U.S., people wanted to differentiate the two main types, soft orange flesh versus firm lighter flesh. So this time around, they borrowed a word brought over by African slaves who
recognized that root, the sweet potato root, or the tuber, that looked very much like the yams they knew in Africa. And they called them yams. And so, you know, the marketers, and they just ran with it.
Harpster says African yams may look a bit like sweet potatoes, but botanically and in the kitchen, they're nothing alike.
If you've ever had a real yam, they're very starchy. I think they're really coarse and like watery. It is nothing like a sweet potato.
Fast forward to current day, and you have California growers working to take back the sweet potato name, but yam labels and signs are still prominent at grocery stores.
Consumers are buying sweet potatoes, even if they think they're buying yams.
That's Kathy Means with the Produce Marketing Association.
We represent the entire global supply chain of the fresh fruit and vegetable industry.
Means hasn't seen any hard data on how sweet potatoes are branded at stores, but she says the holidays may not be the best time to try to shake up the apple cart or sweet potato bin, as the case may be.
I think when you pull great-grandma's recipe out of the recipe box for her candied yams or her marshmallow sweet potatoes, folks have a sense of what it is that they're eating.
Back at the sweet potato packing plant, farmer Darren Barfield gets that point, but still believes it's possible to change a name, even with all that tradition.
So my grandmother went to her grave telling me the difference between yams and sweet potatoes, and bless her heart, she might have been wrong. So, you know, there's not much that we can do to change the mind of the generations who have always known sweet potatoes as yams, but we'd love to be able to educate the upcoming generations.
So is Barfield right? Could you pass the candied sweet potato at your Thanksgiving table this year or maybe next? Randall White, Capital Public Radio News.